Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the cross, that he may be able to stand before. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a brand new series call part three, exposing the lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints Church. This is part three, so just a quick review. We went over in part one showing you how to define the word Jew in part one. When you see the word Jew, it's polluted for Judah. You got it? When we turn them young roaring lions loose and they use the word Judah instead of Jew, if you got to take one out the way, you fine. Then in take two, we research the word according to scripture of the word called the church. And we find out that word church is polluted for the whole congregation of the children of Israel that was in the wilderness. So when them young lions start roaring on you and you see they look right at the word church, then they'll say the whole congregation of the children of Israel. And then you say that's not in there because you didn't take notes on take one and take two. So we breaking down these words so when we get deep in this series, exposing the lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints, but you have to keep up. You got to be the first one in and the last one to leave. Remember, on the international side, according to the WCC, it's over 800,000 strong and counting. But look at that memo saying, with Seer, how many of you think it's all pro Voices of a True Israelite? Well, if you want to ask me that question, I say maybe out of 800,000, I say 8. Well, that's my opinion. Remember, opinion is just like re-ins. Everybody got it. I don't know. But I know one thing. It's over 800,000 strong according to the Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church, the WCC, and how many pro Voices of a True Israelite? I take a guess and say 7 or 8 at the most. That's the way I call it. Got it? Good. So remember, we're going to expose all the lies in this series. It's going to be a long series. But if you take notes, go over your notes, do the research. Always remember what it says in 41:21 of Isaiah. It says, reduce your cause. He said, bring forth your strong reason. And that's what we're going to do in 41:21. But before we get on 41:21, we're going to clear a couple of messes off the machine to get ourselves all warmed up and wait on the young lions to start ready to roar and come on stage. Remember one thing, Sister B.S., Judah Israel, get ready. Soon later you'll be call on her on that microphone. Don't be bumming around when you on the clock. All right. Good enough. So we're going to play some Ask Machine messages, and we'll be back in shortly.
His family, led by his son, Joseph Stacy Murdoch, decided to immigrate to Nauvoo and join the Saints. It was a difficult journey. By the time they arrived that fall, Joseph Stacy said his father was deaf, deranged, and unable to walk. I got him into the hands of the prophet Joseph Smith, Joseph said. Brother Joseph made him a promise in the name of Israel's God that he would be in the Mississippi River 7 times, he said. Brother Joseph made him a promise in the name of Israel's God that he would be baptized in the Mississippi River hands of the prophet Joseph Smith, Joseph said. Brother Joseph made him a promise in the name of Israel's God that he would be baptized in the Mississippi River 7 times. He should be made whole in 1 week. This was private. He was made whole in the time set apart, never to be any more afflicted in life, and was made sound of mind. Then Joseph Stacy Murdoch added this witness: I bear testimony to what I have written as an eyewitness. In 42, Joseph Murdoch of Hamilton, New York, suffered a crippling stroke. His family, led by his son, Joseph Stacy Murdoch, decided to immigrate to Nauvoo and join the Saints. It was a difficult journey. By the time they arrived that fall, Joseph Stacy said his father was deaf, deranged, and unable to walk. I brought him into the hands of the prophet Joseph Smith, Joseph said. Brother Joseph made him a promise in the name of Israel's God that he would be baptized in the Mississippi River 7 times. He should be made whole in 1 week. This was the Bible, and he was made whole in the time set apart, never to be any more afflicted in life, and was made sound of mind. Then Joseph Stacy Murdoch added this witness: I bear testimony to what I have written as an eyewitness. Under the law of heaven declared by the Lord himself, in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, every word may be established. What then of Joseph Smith the prophet? Today, millions declare a burning witness that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God, that he saw God the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. They received the holy priesthood of God and the ordinances of salvation, that the Book of Mormon he translated is the Word of God, and that the church he helped establish is Christ's New Testament church restored. If those witnesses share what they know and expect others to listen and respect what they say, what of the thousands who knew Joseph Smith personally and saw with their own eyes the power and prophetic mantle of God upon him? Those eyewitness testimonies cannot be ignored or slighted any more than the witness of Peter or Paul. Our history is filled with those who saw, heard, and knew for themselves that Joseph Smith was a man of God. What follows are testimonies from those who knew Brother Joseph personally. They are offered here to affirm faith among those who believe and cause the skeptics and doubters to carefully reconsider the choice seer of these last days. The choice seer of these last days. Those are testimonies from those who knew Brother Joseph personally. They are offered here to affirm faith among those who believe and cause the skeptics and doubters to carefully reconsider the choice seer of these last days. The choice seer of these last days.
All right. That's pretty good right there. So we got enough to work with. And we're going to see if we'll be on stage. We got a memo saying that our elder will be a little late on giving you the details on this broadcast. Remember, on this broadcast, it comes on every day but Tuesday. On Wednesday, Thursday, we'll be on at 6 o'clock. Friday would be on at 7 o'clock, and Saturday back on at 2 o'clock. But Sunday, 6 o'clock, Monday, 6 o'clock, Tuesday, no class. Got it? Good. All right, so now the Young Lions ready to roar. They came out of their cave, so they ready to do some roaring. So that's what it's all about. See, one thing about it, this is part three, unfolding the lives of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saint Church. You got it? Good. This is the series all about. Got it? Good. All right, we're going to see if we're going to be on stage, and we see the Young Lion. He came out of the cave, so he's ready to roar in that microphone. We're going to see when you meet Brother Micaiah, up and coming teacher out of Taiwan. Brother Micaiah, Tribe of Yahshua Judah, Yahshua Beecher at Sea Roy.
Yahweh bless you there, still Israel. Oh, see, Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. And Mother Eve. One of the mothers out of Cat 1. Mother Eve, let me tell you something, sir. You know, I'm in this to win it. So whatever I can do to get in, to fit in, I do all I can to lead by example. And that's what it's all about. That's one of the mothers out of Cat 1, Mother E. So when you meet Mother E with a loud voice, you say, Mother E, Tribe of Yahshua Judah, Yahweh be to us, see Roy.
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E. And we know Mother Z saying, look, see, just go on, get some on the table, and I'll give a commentary after you put some on the table. All right, and that's a great thing. Also, let's see if Sister G ready to come on this microphone and holler in this microphone. Let's find out. O'Shea. Okay, Brother O'Shea. All right. So we know he all the raw, and he's going to do it on that great big long 8K Wooler. So it was definitely... We thought that was Sister G ready to holler in that microphone a little bit. All right. So, one thing about take three. On the international side, according to WCC, is over 800,000 strong, and the questions asked to see or how many you think is pro Voices of the True Israelites. I gave my opinion. Less than 10. I said that there. Less than 10. Huh? Less than 10. That's all I can tell you right now. But I know one thing. You not on this station for one reason, to catch those seeing something. But see, Yahweh can turn that curse into a blessing. So we know a whole lot of them going to break away. And they're going to be looking for the six anointed counts. And that's why we must be in order when time appointed. Got it? Good. All right. So we got the Young Lion and the Mother Ready and Brother O'Shea. The producer of the broadcast, he roaring in the 18 wheeler. I know he's not ready to read no mic on no broadcast at this time, so he just got that number there. We thought that was Sister G coming on the network. All right, good. Young Lion, Brother Micaiah, look right down at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on there. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12. Verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
And I believe that in that very same hour the righteous spirit will teach you what you are to say. And you got to believe it. I believe it. It was up to you to believe that. S. Judah Israel, take notes. Get prepared. Well, soon or later, we're going to hear you holler on that microphone, and they want you to come out hollering that microphone like a young lion is supposed to do, like the young lions be roaring and the mother be roaring in that microphone. So, now we heard a lot on that. We heard a lot on that mess on the machine. We heard a lot. But I want to examine a couple things that we heard. and it kind of appalled me what I heard. So Mother E, if you just got away from me, I heard something. Hey, Mother E, I heard something. I know the young lion, he was late. He didn't hear it. And I heard something. Tell me out, Mother, what did I hear? I heard something. Wait a minute. But yeah. I heard that Joseph Smith went to call on the Yahweh of Israel. Yeah, that's what I heard. So he healed in the name of Yahweh. I heard that part. And something else I heard that, Mother. Can you help me out? Something else I heard that, Mother.
Don't be playing.
That don't be playing
for you.
Brother, don't got away from you now. See, I'm seeing he don't got away from you right now. That's what I heard.
It don't be playing.
Also, I heard that they bear witness that Joseph Smith is the seer of the hour. I remember that part, too. So Joseph Smith is the seer of the hour, and the Mormon book is authentic. So if you're going to read any book, you read the book, that book, the Mormon book. I heard a lot, but you got away from it. I don't know why. But I'll tell you what, since it got away from me, let me see what... Young Lion, let me see what you think say. Mormon's book is a book. Help me out.
Yeah.
Let's see what the Bible is. And it's 34:16 of Isaiah. What do the Bible say? Now, I heard him say, the moderator say, that Joseph Smith's book, the Mormon's book, that's to be hook, line, and sinker looking into. But I want to investigate that and see what the Bible say, young line, in 34 verse 16. What it say we can read on page 3? What it say we can read? Come on.
All right. We're going over right to the there. Book of Isaiah. Chapter 34, verse number 16. Verse 16 reads, "Seek you out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them."
Good. So now we find out that the Bible tells us to do, seek out of the book of Yahweh and read. Well, our elder finally came in. Let's bring our elder in. He'll tell y'all about the broadcast, and we'll get back to our thoughts. So since our elder came on, let's see if we bring our elder in. Tell y'all about the broadcast on tape 3. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, "Elder, Mr. Tip, Israel. Yahweh be with you, see right."
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel, see you, bro. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Elder. Well, we know you've been taking care of a lot of good business for the Sixth Anointed Council, Voices of the True Israelite. You know you've been sending a lot of meetings, doing your part. So we see you on the network to address Take 3, this national audience over 800,000 strong, and I told the WCC, I think out of 800-some thousand strong, I believe we got maybe 8 pro Voices of a True Israelite. That's my opinion. Opinion is just like reading. Everybody got opinion. I believe 8 in my opinion. If you believe it's more, fine. But one thing we do know, we here to take care of some business on tape 3. Take your time to elder, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And you can bet that I am busy, and busy with some, I should say, proteges of yours. not the WCC, not that Worldwide Council of Churches, but people are trying to tell me about their Book of the Mormon. That's something to talk about, you know, because when you take a look at their particular book and their teachings, you wonder where they got the scriptures from. I did ask. I had 3-on-1 conversation. I was actually looking for a backup, but I couldn't find one. So I had 3-on-1. Finally, it came up to a conclusion that the teaching that we're under is very intense. I was told that by one of the members. Who teaches you this word? Well, that's a question that we will get into at another time, probably when we're in person. But these guys are really something. That's why when you look in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 37 and 38, it says, "Then he said unto his disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. 38, pray ye therefore the Yahweh of harvest, that he will send forth more laborers into his harvest." Well, we got 6 camps that do the work of Yahweh, and we reach out to try to pass this word because the word is being altered with different beliefs. That's not a good thing. This is why we're here, to welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahweh's word. Not the Book of the Mormon, but Yahweh's word. Learning how to connect the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This information you came to seek, and now you found that in the Voices of the True Israelites, Bible.com. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That time of the class starts at 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part is Saturday. There's a temple class we have at 12 p.m., an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until our members decide to leave. We also have a website address. Use this on any search engine, intertribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under this big line, you will see some choices. One, which will be tithes and offerings. Just click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells you in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, for your kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Are you all? You know, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations is greatly appreciated that you give, according to the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing your dust sales Yahweh online. Also, for building a school. I used to say that I know that it's very well needed. This school we should have had last year. A banquet hall, radio stations, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Also while there, check the calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days of the Bible that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. Features available only during live broadcast time. Just enter Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click in it, look for the Voices for the Chrysalites, Tribe of God. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into a live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadda.israel@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject, answer, or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can call, which are for online. The first being our live conference room. That is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call and leave messages on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's name. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. As I've said before, you will only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, when calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive a trumpet. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the Seers by email, phone, or text before broadcast or after. As I said, he's pretty busy with the WCC. Our station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen. Even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you haven't missed the beginning of today's program, not to worry, you can catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter Yahuwah Radio Live on the search bar. And after clicking it, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during our normal Broad Talk broadcast, we are also, for your convenience, transmitting our program on Cal Talk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find our room will hold 50 or more listening participants. This is where Yahuwah's Word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs Israel, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shaka. And during this time, no comments will be taken off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And at Bar Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Cal Talk. But one note to remember, when we are giving the scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to listen to the righteous words of Yahuwah, not that of confusion. As we have a reminder in 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 33. But when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, you will miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you, because we rehearse the righteous act to learn these words of Yahuwah, so we can get back into our program, learning what Yahuwah has to say to us. We'll pass the program back to our senior Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, there, Elder. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Elder. That's the excellent part. And remember, like I said again, in tape one, that's why it's very important to get in and get a comfortable seat before the 2-3 minutes before the show come on. In tape one, we went over this. Because once we turn the young lion loose, and they start roaring about certain, breaking the book down by showing you words, we went over them words to show you. When you see this word again, Jew. In tape one, it break down the word Jew means Judah. Excluded for Judah. Okay, good. One word. Then when you see the word church in your Bible, it excluded word for the whole congregation of the children of Israel. So when you hear the 69 camps use the word congregation of the children of Israel instead of church, then you say that's not in there. It's because you didn't get in on time. You didn't catch tape one. You didn't catch tape two. Now, the elder told you how to go on your computer to bring up tape one, tape two, and re-listen to it. Or you can call and order the prayer program broadcast. So it's up to you. But one thing about it, once we start getting off into the number one issue, we're doing a series called Take Three. Exposing the lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints Church. Because remember, all these organizations came out of the mother church, the Catholic Church. You got it? See, that's the history. Every religion came out of, but the children of Israel was not given a religion. They was given a way of life. You know, the one you call today African American, Negro, Color, and Supercoon. That's not their name. These was given to them to keep them away from seeing this book unfold. So we unlock them biblical mysteries in the past series and probably go back on that soon. But we're dealing with something now at this Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints. Because we heard on the tape earlier that a man got sick and they take him to Joseph Smith. And Joseph Smith healed them in the name of the children of Israel's mighty one. But women, you call over him the children of Israel's mighty one? Huh? See? That was the catch. So you said the Book of Mormons is the book that we're supposed to be reading. But you healed them, the man that was your father, whoever was sick or whatever, in the early part of the tape, by calling on him the Israel Mighty One, the four-letter man, YHWH. See, we got to investigate all that. So step it up. We're going to investigate that, but we're going now and peep at this Mormon book. And the young lion read in 34:16, all your information will come out of this book, not the Mormon's book. But we got to get a couple precepts with it. Now we're going to get a couple precepts with it. We're going to bring that young lion back in. We got a lot on the table to peep at. So we're going to investigate is the Mormon's book is the book that we should be reading today, or is it this book? Now, we read 34:16, young line. Now, let's precept that to Revelation 1, verse 3. And what it say in 1, verse 3? Young line, you're back on the clock. Revelation 1, verse 3. Young line, you're back on the clock. Come on. Where the young line at, WCC? Where is he at? The young line. Yeah, we gonna mute the young lion. We don't like the way you talking right now. All right, Elder. So, step it up, Elder. You might have to go a little bit until the unlocking of the young lion's microphone, if it be unlocked on this broadcast period. So Mother E, we look at that verse. You know, look at that verse. You got it, Al?
I got it.
So what did I say? What did that verse?
You said Revelations 1, verse 3. And 3 says.
Verse 3. Yeah, what did verse 3 say?
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for time is at hand.
Right. So we found out through the seer in 34:16, this is the book you got to read. And now we found out this book right here, if you read it, you up on the blessing. But then he also said, Elder, at the end of in 22, remember, John in 1:17-19 and 4:1, he is writing the hereafter. Get that in your mind. He's writing the hereafter. So now we're going to the end of the book in the 22nd chapter, Elder, and we're going to pick with verse 22. We'll pick up verse 22 and see what we got. 22 down to the close. Now, this is the end of the Bible. Let's see what we got at the end of the Bible, Revelation 22, 18 down to the close. Come on, y'all.
Revelations, reading from chapter 22, 18 to the close. 18 says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto those these things, Yahweh shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book." 19. "If any man shall take away from the words of this prophecy, Yahweh shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the righteous city, and from the things which are written in this book." 20. "He which testified these things said, Surely I come quickly. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Even so come Yahweh the Son." 21. "The grace of our Yahweh the Son will be with you all." Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Now what we just heard, now read 1:17-19. Let's see what we just got through here. We just heard something, Elder. And 1:17-19, we just heard something. Let's see what we really heard when you precept your Bible. Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 down to verse 19. What we just got through here and come up?
Revelation chapter 1, looking at 17-19. 17 says, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last." 18. "And I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Hallelujah. And I have the keys of hell and of death." 19. "Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter."
That's big talk with them. But he said, "I'm alive forevermore." Now, the question we asking now, if the man say he alive forevermore, and if you add anything to this book, the plague that's written in this book gonna be on you. He said he alive evermore. Now, if the Mormon's book is the right book to read, where is Joseph Smith at right now? He's dead. All the professors of Peter, where they at right now? All of them is dead. All the ones that behind Muhammad, saying what Muhammad said, where Muhammad at now? He's dead. So everybody that's dead that we follow, but we won't do nothing that the live man is saying. Now, Mother Eve. Now, Mother Eve, now we know they are milked out the young lion for temporarily, they say. Well, we just showing you who got the power on this radio broadcast. You're right. But we know you got the power. So, hey, what can we say? But your power going to run out sooner or later once the children of Israel recognize who they really are and what they're supposed to be doing according to this book. Now, Mother E, in the book of Matthew, Mother E, chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, 37. Let's see what it says that we can read in Matthew 12, Mother E. Chapter 12, 31, 32, 36, and 37. What can we read, Mother?
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, and 37. Okay, Matthew chapter 12.
Mm-hmm. Verse 31, 32, 36, and 37. What that say? Mother, he out of camp. What did it say?
Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto man. But the blaspheming against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto man. Verse 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world nor in the world to come. Verse 36, but I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give and count thereof in the day of judgment. Verse 37, for by your word thou shalt be justified, and by your word thou shalt be condemned.
That big talk with them. He said, your words going to justify you, and your words is going to condemn you. Yeah. That's big talk with them. That's great big tall talking. So what that mean, Mother, in Galatians chapter 1, 6 through 9? What that mean?
Yeah, they...
According to what we done read, we go on to Galatians chapter 1, Mother.
Okay.
We look at verse 6 down to verse 9. What do Galatians chapter 1, 6 down to verse 9? And Elder, can you run back over to that Revelation, and when we read that same verse again, chapter 22, verse 18, I think it'll have a little bit more bite on it when we read it one more time. One more again, after Mother read Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 down to verse 9. What does it say there, Mother? Mother E.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 to 9. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you unto the covenant of your father's son, unto another covenant. Verse 7. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the covenant of Yahweh's son. Verse 8. But though we are an angel from heaven, teaching any other covenant unto you, in that which we have taught unto you, let him be a curse. Verse 9. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man teaches any other covenant unto you than that he have received, let him be a curse.
Ain't that something? That big talk there, Mother, and you don't want to pull that off. Now, so we just heard that the book we're supposed to be reading is Joseph Smith's Mormon's book. The Bible just condemned that. The Bible just slammed that down. He said, if you do anything other than what's in this book, the person that told you, they up on the curse, and the one that if you get caught up under them, you're going to be up on the curse. So if you in any book besides this book, you up on the curse, and whoever teaches anything besides this book, then you up on the curse. What you mean? What you saying? All of us, 16 million, is up on the curse. Yeah, according to the Bible. Yeah, according to the Bible. Fear, we should cut you off right now. Well, it's up to you. Well, if it's up to you, the elder and the mother, they'll carry on. So, you understand, the Bible just said, now, let me get another precept on that mother. Go to 2 Corinthians, and Paul's still talking. And 2 Corinthians 11, verse 4. Now, let's see what he says in 11, verse 4, mother. Then we're going to read by our elder Mr. Tibbs Israel. We're going to read that 22, 18 on verse 22. Now, you should have enough bite in that to know. I don't care what your mama told you. I don't care what your brother, your daddy told you, your mama, your daddy. The Almighty says, if you blaspheme against what the righteous spirit have said to John, you ain't got nothing coming in this world or the world to come. These are all you got coming is the fire. So it's up to you. Watch what mother read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. What you read that mother in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4?
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. But if he that cometh teaching another Yahweh the Son, whom we have not taught, or if he receives another spirit, which ye have not received, or another covenant, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him.
He said, you got to take that garbage down. He said, if they bring you anything that this Bible right here ain't talking about, you got to take that down. So you all up into Catholic tradition and what the Catholics say, what successors of Peter said, you off into a lot of day saints. He said, you got to take that down. You might take your brother down. You might take your sister down. You might take care of Aunt Becky. You got to take them down by doing what? We're going to read this Bible. The Bible said you're going to add something to this book right here. Now, you bring me this Catholic edition book. You bring me the Quran book. You bring me Judaism book called the Talmud. He said he slammed all that down. He said, if you want to get to where you want to get to, you got to get it from this book. That's what he said. Now, the elder get ready to read again. And the 22nd chapter. Can't go no further than this. Verse 18 down to the close. Now, the elder, Mr. Tibbs Israel up there to deliver the knockout blow, then we'll get on down the road. What did it say else? Revelation 22, 18 down to the close. Come on.
Revelation 22, verses 18 to close. 18 says, for I testify unto every man that use the words of this prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, Yahweh shall add unto him the plagues that are written this book. And if any man shall take 19, if any man shall take away from the words of this book, from this prophecy, Yahweh shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the righteous city from the things which are written in this book. 20. He which testify these things surely said, surely I come quickly, hallelujah, Yahweh. Even so, from Yahweh the Son. 21. The grace of our Yahweh the Son be with you all. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
That big talk with them. Now I gotta get a precept on that. See, the game changer. Hey, listen to me, Mr. B.S. Judah Israel. The game changer of the Bible is when you precept your Bible. When you hear something read, if somebody tell you something in the Bible, you say, yeah, that sounds good. Okay, what a precept to that. See, it will be just like you cut somebody's head off in the eyes when they ask you the precept of the Bible. They don't know how to do it because they've been taught to just parakeet. But we're going to show you how you get at this business with no problem. All you want to do is for them to do let them win the bump the gum contest. You can have the bump the gum contest. I don't care. When they come up on Sinai, then tell them, what this verse right here say. Don't say nothing about it. Let them read it. Then just watch them and see what they say when they read what they ought to get ready to read. Now remember, the church, we broke it out in part two. It's the whole congregation of children of Israel. We broke down the word Jew in the first tape. That means Judah. You got it? Because we're going somewhere with this. But we're going to get a precept on what the elder just got through reading by going to 1 Corinthians 16. And we're going to look at verse number 19 to 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Verse 19 down to verse 22. Now listen to this. Remember, you see how we do it? You always talk when a verse on the table. Don't talk if there ain't no verse on the table. Then they got a comeback. But if you set the groundwork, we're going to talk after you produce your comeback by showing me the scripture you're going to. Guess what? You're going to shut them down right then and there. Because they ain't going to be able to find nothing to work with. But what some man told them. So they shut down right there. All you want to do is tell them, okay, I'd like to have a discussion with you, my brother, my sister, but can you have some verses that we can read and talk on that verse? Oh, my goodness. You just tore them down by saying that. But you know what? They ain't got no verses. And then you're going to take over. Well, you'll say, okay, now, since you ain't got nothing to work with, 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 19 verse 22. Bring it out,
Elder. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 19 to 22. 19 says, the churches, the governors of Asia, salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you. Much in the Yahuwah, which these, with the church covenant that is in their house. 20. All the brothers greet you. Greet ye one another with a righteous kiss. 21. The salutation of me all with mine own hand. 22. If any man love not the Yahuwah the Son, let him be. Oh, that was a good word right there. Even the elder can pronounce that. Athema Marina.
Okay.
That's a...
So what you want to know is what that word means. We not gonna try to see. I get more calls on me butchering up a word, how to pronounce it. We know how to pronounce it. We ain't gonna pronounce it. You know what we do? We just precept what that word means. Go to the 11th chapter of Jeremiah, verse 3. See, we just gonna precept the Bible. That's all you gonna do. This big old long word. B.S. Israel, C. Roy, see this big old long word right here. Don't worry about them trying to jump you on this long word. Just precept the long word and see what it means. Let's go to Jeremiah 11, verse 3 and precept the Bible. Let's precept and see what this long word means. 11, verse 3 of Jeremiah. Precept of
Jeremiah, chapter 11, verse number 3 says, and I say unto them, thus says the Yahuwah of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant.
That's what it means. That long word means cursed without obeying this covenant. That's what that long word means. You are cursed. If you not keeping the covenant, you upon a curse. The Almighty said it, and Paul just used the same word, but he went with a long word. We can pronounce it, but we ain't going to pronounce it. So we'll get more calls, you pronounced it wrong. So what? I know the definition of it means, and I'm going to get another precept on it in the 29th chapter of Deuteronomy. I'm going to get another precept on what that word means. You know what the word means about precept in the Bible. All we got to do is precept the Bible. And then we'll know exactly what these words mean by doing the precepts. How you get understanding is precept in the Bible. Now, we're trying to precept a word there. Make that 27th chapter, Elder, of Deuteronomy. We go on Precepts of Bible in the 27th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. We're going to see what that word means again, that long word we just got to read. All the English majors can just break it down. That's coming from the Greek and coming from the Hebrew, that's coming from the Semitic. They can break it down, no problem. But then you just parakeet the word. What do that word mean? We'll show you what it means. In the 27th chapter there, Elder, the 27th chapter, let's see what we're going to work with. I can't find my 27th chapter. Pick it up at verse number 15 and 18. Just to get warmed up. 15, 18, and the number one here is 26. But I want to read 15 and 18. No, no. 15 and 17. 15, 17, and the home run here is 26. Deuteronomy chapter 27. Verse 15, 17, and the home run hit at verse 26. That's it, Elder. You on the clock, come on.
Deuteronomy, reading from chapter 27, verses 15, 17, and 26. 15 says, "Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, and an abomination unto the Yahuwah, the work of the hands of the craftsman that put it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh." 17. "Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, Hallelujah, Yahweh." 26 says, "Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law or Torah instructions to do them. And all the people shall say, Hallelujah,
Yahweh." And you go in the Catholic Church. If you're not keeping your eyes on the seat and you're just not looking right, you're bumping to a statue everywhere. You got Mary crying. You'll kiss the feet off of Mary's feet until them turn more white than it is. Then you don't paint it white. And you got statues everywhere. To the city, you got statues everywhere over that basilica. You got everybody on the buildings, inside, outside, statues everywhere. What did the Bible just say in verse 15? What did the Bible say in verse 15 here?
And verse 15? 15 says.
Yes, sir. What did the Bible say? 15.
"Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Yahuwah, the works of the hands of the craftsmen that putteth in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah."
So if you walk into a place and you see the cross, the rock, you see all kind of statues up in there, death walked into a the building of curse. According to the Bible, it's a curse. So you look at your preacher, and he's sitting there with a cross on his roster, and you go to Mecca, you see they got a big rock they walk around, and then you go inside the Catholic Church, and you got statues everywhere. You got statues even sitting in the seats. Statues everywhere. Just as quick as you can. See, that's a curse. So you see why we got to come now, the six anointed camps, because everything you put on the table when we examine it is a curse. Now, we're going to precept that to the 26th chapter, young lion. Let's precept that to the 26th chapter of the book of Leviticus. So when you walk into any worship place, if you see any signs of the cross, rock, statues, understand that you just walked up on a curse, according to the Bible. So you got to examine it. They got them in life now. So when you drive your car into and you see any signs of statues, crosses, big sporting stars, according to the Bible, you walked up, you were in the grips of the curse. You got it? And it is right now. Now, I'm going to get a precept on that. We go on to Leviticus 26, Elder. I'm going to get a precept on that. One, two. Leviticus 26, 1, 2, and 3. Now, then you're just going to precept the Bible. What does it say? Leviticus 26, 1, 2, 3. Elder? 26, 1, 2, 3.
The book of Leviticus.
Out of date.
Sorry about the delay. 26, 1, 2, and 3. One says, you shall make you no idols nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you be set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For I am the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. You shall keep my Sabbath and revenge my sanctuary. I am the Yahuwah. 3. If you walk in my statutes, Torah instructions, and keep my commandments and do them.
He said, rattles my temple. But if you walk in any place that I'm supposed to be in, if you see statues, if you see, and then you bow down and kiss them, ain't that what they do? Before you hear the one-line sermon in the Latter-day Saints or the Catholic Church, before you hear a one-line sermon, you in line kissing the feet off of white Mary and white Jesus. You don't kiss their feet so much, that feet don't turn to, they don't pass white. You see? So according to the Bible, all we're doing is remember. This is part three, exposing the lies in the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints. And we all been running pretty good. Huh? Now, Mother Eve, it was already prophesied in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy 64 to 68. Some was already prophesied, which said in WCC, we took the milk off of the young lion's microphone. Oh, yeah? Okay. That's great. See, we can take it up even a higher level. Because when we hear the young lion's roar, I get more happy when they roar in that microphone, them young lions roaring. But it's up to you. Your radio station, what can I say? So, Mother, in the 28th chapter, Deuteronomy. This is about 1400 B.C. Now, Moses was leading the 12 tribes of Israel, but he also going to tell them what's going to befall them. Is this just going to happen to your offspring? They're going to come out of your loins. This is what they're going to do in the latter days. We're going to 28, 64 to 68, Mother. What can't, now, read verse 25 just to get warmed up. Read me verse 28-25, Mother E. Let's get warm up at verse 25. What does it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 25.
Okay. That's what that say?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 25. And the Yahuwah shall cause thee to be smitten before thy enemies. Thus shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Verse 6 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6 to 4. And the Yahuwah shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. and there does she serve other Yahuwah, false Yahuwah, which neither thy nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. Verse 65. And among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of your feet have rest. But the Yahuwah shall give thee there a trembling mind and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. 68. And your life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have no assurance of thy life, of your life. 67. In the morning you shall say, which is Yahuwah, it was evening. And at evening you shall say, which Yahuwah, it was morning. For the fear of thy mind, wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the fight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. Verse 68. And the Yahuwah shall bring thee into Egypt again, with ships by the way, whereof I speak unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bond men and bond women, and no man shall buy you.
He say you're going back into Egypt again. Egypt to you children of our tribe means slavery. At that time when Moses was telling her, it was no Suez Canal. It was no dividing river. So you didn't need no boat to go from Israel to Egypt. You just walk. Remember what the son did when Joseph heard that Herod won't do some killing. Get your wife and get the baby out of here. They get up out of here running, right? They need no boat, but you need a boat to come where you at now. So Egypt to you is slavery, children of Israel. Slavery. That's what it means, slavery. But that's another lesson. See, we got so much to bring to the table. That's another lesson. That's slavery. You say you're going back into slavery again. And you know why you go back into slavery again? Read verse 64, mother, one more time. Let me show you why you're going back into slavery again. Now, tell me, this is the reason why you're in slavery right now. It will show you right now why you're in slavery. Verse 28:64. This is the reason you're in slavery. And here's the point. You go on a job. And the man assign you on what he wants you to do, and you do something different than what he tell you to do, how many paychecks you got coming, huh? Same thing happened to you, children of Israel, 12 tribes. Because look what he tell you not to do, and you was told not to do in 2864. And tell me, every time you go worship, do you see any of this in the place you go on worshiping? With mother getting ready to read in 28:64 of Deuteronomy. What did it say, mother?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 64. Verse 64 reads, and the Yahuwah shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even unto the other. And there you shall serve other false Yahuwahs, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
Even wood and stone.
Mm-hmm.
That cross, the light on when you see it, when you come in at night, what is that made out of? Wood. See, you won't do that. Then the other is going to serve the stone. Islamic. They serve the stone, right? One served what they call themselves Judaism. Five-pointed star. To my David had a star. They got over there building a five-pointed, six-point star. See? And guess who all up in there? You. But you're up on another name. You're up on an African-American, Negro, and Christian, and supercoon. But you are the biblical Israelites of the Bible, to a tribe. You don't know it. And ain't none of them going to tell you. But Joseph Smith, he opened the can of whoopery in when he said this man was sick. This what we heard in the early part of the tape. But I healed him in the name of the Israelites' mighty one. See that? So Joseph Smith said he used the Israelites' mighty one. See that? But that's the part y'all didn't hear. That's the one you're supposed to be calling on. The Israelites' mighty one. That's the part he got right. But when he called on the Israelites' mighty one, let me show you what happened in the Bible. I'm going to show you what you said. Elder Mr. Tibbs is cut off by the remainders of this show. Well, so mother, let me see if the young lion got the, you're going to tuck the milk off the young lion. What they're saying, Elder, the way you read that 22:18-22, they didn't like the way you enjoyed reading that. So they'll mute you out of the broadcast. So Elder, you muted out of the broadcast. But let's see about that young roaring lion. Bovakiah, Yahweh BJC Radio.
Yahweh bless you there, say Israel. Oh, see you, Lord. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. But one thing about it, they got the power on the network to mute the microphone. They got the power to unlock the microphone. But that's only temporary for now. So we understand one thing. When it's the hotter, the better. And that's what we try to get the six anointed camps to understand something. You think it's going to be a cakewalk? Nope. So, young lion, what can we read in Isaiah 60:22? See, we got to get geared up for this right here. Isaiah 60:22. What did it say that, young lion?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 60:22 reads, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one, a strong nation. I, the Yahweh, will haste in his time.
You see that? So the Almighty said, listen, I'm going to take care of this. He said, a little one. You the little one, children of Israel. But you will come strong once you learn this word. No, you're not going to get strong by it. You might get strong word about doing your push-ups. But we're talking about this word. And because you got to understand what Luke was told in 10:3. See, Luke was told something, young lion, in 10:3. What he told that we can read in 10:3?
Okay, we're going over there to the book of Luke, in the back of the book, chapter 10. We want to read verse number 3. The book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 3 reads, go your way, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves.
Ain't that something? You a lamb among wolves. So only thing you have to understand, you're going to be a lamb among wolves. So when you sit around your family, it's going to be, you're going to be the lamb and they're going to be the wolves. But the Almighty has told you something if you know how to get to it. He says in 17:45 something of 1 Samuel. Let's read it because see, soon later, you'll be send before your family. And they're going to be talking that smack real good. And you say, okay, well, I'll tell you what, my sister, my auntie, let's read a little Bible then. Let's, bring forth your strong reason out of the Bible. And I'm going to bring forth my strong reason out of the Bible. Let's just do that for about an hour. Let's see what they say. Because they won't talk. See, you got to lose the bump the gum contest. See, this is what we try to win. Don't try to win the bump the gum contest. Let them have that. Or they clump us a mouth. Have a verse on tape. They say, we might have an alternate, we call it detonation, that's whatever, reader. Sit aside. All they do is just read. They'll read it, and you say, what you think about that right there? See, make them read something. You want to cut all the hash and mass out? Make them read and see what that say. And ask them, what do you get out of that verse right there? That's a game changer. You can't buy reason with them. Oh, well, you a reason. Well, you know, we've been a Mormon and a Catholic church member for 40 years. See, that's 70. But my light been turned on now. Can we read a little Bible? See, make them read a little Bible. That's the game changer. What you getting ready to read, y'all?
I'm going over to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse number 45. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse...
Yeah, let's read a little bit. Come on, take your time. Take your time, that young line. Let's read a little bit and see what it says.
All right. 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 45. 45 reads, then said David to the Philistine, you comest to me with the sword, and with the spear, and with the shield, but I come to you in the name of Yahweh of hosts, the Yahweh of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Verse 46. This day will the Yahweh deliver you into your hand, and I will smite you and take your head from you.
Hold on, young man. Hold on. Hold on. Now, you're not going to deliver into your hand or live into thy hand. You're going to deliver into David's hand. Take your time and read it, young man. Come on, roar real good there, young man. He's talking to the Philistines. Let me paint that picture. He's talking to the big power of the world. He said, in the name of these four letters, you will be delivered in my hands. In that name, everybody's going to go down. You're going to lose. In the four letters, YHWH, you're going to lose. But you have to stay in YHWH. So David's telling you right now, you send this great big old 7-foot plus giant at me. He on the bow of the Yahweh of Israel. But he say, but I'm going to tell you something, big man. In this name, you're going to be delivered into my hand. And let's see what he's going to do. Read that verse again, and let's see what David is going to do to the big 7-footer plus 10-foot, 7 to 10-foot tall. Let's see what David tell him in that verse again. Make those seals look good there, young lion. Bring it out in grand style. Come on.
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 46. 46 reads, this day will the Yahweh deliver you into my hand, and I will smite thee, and take thy head from thee, and will give the carcass of the host of the Philistine this day in unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a Yahweh in Israel. Verse 47.
Great.
And all this assembly shall know that the Yahweh saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Yahweh, and he will give you into our hand. Verse 48.
Yeah.
And it can't.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Y'all love. I'm not happy. Listen, you hear the man say? So I don't care how bad the WCC is, the Latter-day Saints, the Catholic Church is, you're going to lose. As long as we stay in this Bible, you can't win. On the way, you got a prayer if we get outside the Bible and get on sympathy. But long as we got to put a verse on the table, we going to beat your hands down. Huh? Because our strength is understanding what this Bible is saying. If it ain't coming out of this book, it's a curse. So that shut them down right then and there. So every Mormon is shut down. Mormon, you got to read the Bible. If it ain't coming out of this book, you are up on the curse. So I don't give up the curse talking to you. The Catholic Church Bible. Hey, Catholic Church, if you ain't reading this book, you up on the curse. And we read that. So now you're going to read this book right here. Now, put your case on with this book. Or you'll shut them down. They'll start packing up like they do, like the Jehovah's Witness and all of. They'll come and they might see those seers sitting around or one of the members of the Sixth Anointed Camp. They start crossing the other side of the street. They'll start crossing the other side. They said, no, we ain't going there. No, we gonna cross over. You see them? That's also like birds take off. You see? They ain't gonna knock on your door no more because you invited them in to sit down. I said, what book we getting ready to read out? Well, we're going to read out of the Jehovah's Witness book. No, we're going to read out of the Bible. Not get in the Bible and tell me what you want to show me. You'll shut them down. They got to go. Just like that. See, the Bible is game changing. But if you let them out the Bible and get off into man's opinion, just like Rand, everybody got that. Did you know what he said? He made it plain in Matthew's 15:1-9. What he said, that young lion? This is what he said. See, all you have to do is quote what the man said that made the man in the 15th chapter, 1-9. Why don't you just quote Matthew chapter 15:1-9? Let's roll a little bit, young lion. Come on.
The book of Matthew chapter 15, verse 1 down to verse number 9. Verse 1 reads, then came to Yahuwah the Son, scribes and Pharisees, which were of Yada Judah, saying, verse 2, why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Verse 3, but he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandment of Yahuwah by your tradition? Verse 4. For Yahuwah commanded, saying, honor your father and mother. And he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. Verse 5. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever you might be profited by me. Verse 6. And honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of Yahuwah of none effect by your tradition. Verse 7. Ye hypocrites, where did Isaiah the seer prophesy of you, saying, verse 8, this people draw now unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their mind is far from me. Verse 9. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.
He said, they draw near with me with their mouth. But all they teaching what a man I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I don't think they teach in the Latter-day Saints is what Joseph Smith on said. Huh? What Joseph Smith? What he at right now? All they teach in the Catholic Church is what who said? The professor said. And all they teach what Mary said, but they never read what Mary really said. Mary said plainly, a priest, Young Lion, have me up on that Mark chapter 7, verse down in verse 9 and 13. Had that waiting on me. But mother, they'll never believe what Mary said. What did Mary say anyway in Luke chapter 2? Mother. Let's see what Mary said. Do they ever quote what Mary said? They just kissing the toe off of Mary. Kiss the toe off of Mary, huh? That's pretty good. Now, what did Mary say? We go and read and see what Mary said. Make it the first chapter there, mother. The first chapter, Luke chapter 1. And let's pick up verse 46 down to 48. Let's see if we can read what Mary said in Luke chapter 1, 46 down to verse 48. What did Mary say, Mother Eve? Take your time and let's hear the words and thoughts of Mary in Luke 1. A proper name is Miriam, but 46 down to verse 48. What did she say? Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 46 to 48. The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 46. And Mary said, my soul do magnify the Yahweh. 47. And my spirit has rejoiced in Yahweh, my Savior. Verse 48, for he has regarded the law estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed.
Mm-hmm. So Mary said she needs a savior. She called her Savior by name. So Mary ain't never told you she was no Savior. Mary is in the ground like Joseph Smith is. Huh? Mary is in the ground like Joseph Smith is. Mary ain't never said she knew she got to have her Savior too. She want to hear the voice of the Almighty and get up too. See? So they'll teach you what Mary have said. And I still get off into that, but I ain't. I got too much to go on. I'll get on that tomorrow on the special edition called Thursday evening. So you see, Mary, she said she need a Savior. And she called a Savior by... Hey, how many letters is a Savior, Mother?
Okay.
Hey, Mother E, how many letters is Mary's Savior?
How many letters is Mary?
Yeah. How many letters did Mary say is her Savior? How many letters that she says her Savior by name, how many letters is that? Okay. Oh. Let me out there, young lion. Hey, young man, how many letters are there, young man?
How many letters are there, young man?
But we know both of y'all are stomach that stone big time. So
it's
we won't put
letters.
That to the side. We just let that lay up to another time. But Mary needs a Savior, and she said her Savior name gave us four letters. Four letters. Y-H-W. Four letters. Y-H-W-H. That was what Mary said her Savior is. A four-letter man, Y-H-W-H. Mary says she needs a Savior. So now in the Catholic Church, everybody hollering about Mary going to do some Savior. Mary said, no, I need a Savior. savior just like everybody else needs a savior. See? So it's contradictory once you look at the Bible. Mary said, my savior is the four-letter man. And how many letters the four-letter man? YHWH, Yahweh. That was Mary said. So that's enough of that. So we'll get at that. We'll get at that, and we watch the worm that stumbled at that, hit that transgress box real hard behind that. Now, so let's see where we at now. So we don't got a lot on the table. Now I got to get at something else. Now, let's see what the seal got to say in 2 Ezra 15, 1 through 9 there, young lion. Let's take a look at that for a minute. I mean, I'm heading, but you know, you might want to do things the way you want to do it, but he said, no, sir, since that box had been opened up, you might well take care of a little business in there. Okay, good. Remember, this is going to be a long series, too. So in 2 Ezra, remember, 2 Ezra is the books. They call it the Apocrypha, the missing books. The Protestant church called a protest, that's the name. They protest against the power of the Pope. So then when they broke away, it's look here. We're going to take 14 books out. In 1885, they took out 14 books. So when you read your Bible, all you see is 66 books. And then you ask that preacher, hey, Mr. Preacher, is there any more books? Well, if it's not in the 66 books, it don't matter. Well, what's going between Malachi and Matthew? Oh, that's the years our Lord Jesus Christ wasn't talking. Oh, now go over there and pay your tithes and sit down somewhere. And you can't nothing wrong with it. You try to get everything out of 66 books and pay your tithes and go somewhere and sit down. The Bible had 80 books. King James Bible, even the Geneva Bible, all of them got 80 books in it. And now, but you got 66 books in there, and you think you in fine grease cooking. No, you're not. So now, we go and look at something that the seer said in the 15th chapter 1 through 9. Hey, young lion, in the 15th chapter 1 through 9 of 2 Ezra, can you help those see out of what it said in the 15th chapter 1 through 9?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 15, verse 1 down to verse number 9. Verse 1 read, behold, speak you in the ears of my people the words of prophecy, which I will put in your mouth, says the Yahuwah. Verse 2, and cause them to be written in paper, for they are faithful and true. Verse 3, fear not the imaginations against you. Let not the incredulity of them trouble you that speak against thee.
Incredulity.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Verse 4. For all the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness. Verse 5. Behold, saith the Yahuwah, I will bring plagues upon the world, the sword, famine, death, and destruction. Verse 6. For the wickedness have exceedingly polluted the whole world, and their hurtful works are fulfilled. Verse 7. Therefore, saith the Yahuwah, verse 8, I will hold my tongue no more as touching their wickedness, which they profanely commit. Neither will I suffer them in those things in which they wickedly exercise themselves. Behold, the innocent and righteous blood crieth unto me, and the souls of the just complain continually. Verse 9. And therefore saith the Yahuwah, I will surely avenge them, and receive unto me all the innocent blood from among them.
He said, I'm going to revenge them, all the innocent blood. But what he said again in verse 7, that young man, he said something in verse 7. I want to make sure we kind of heard what he said. He said something in verse 7. What he said in verse 7 again, that young man?
The book of 2nd Esdras, chapter 15, verse 7 reads, therefore says the Yahuwah, verse 8, I will hold my tongue.
Hold on. Take your time, look at verse 7. Take your time now, young man. What
does
verse 7 say again?
Verse 7.
Look at the WCC now. I'm going to cut his microphone off behind that one. Why you do that? Mother, read that verse 7, Mother.
Second Ezra, chapter 15, verse 7.
Yeah.
Therefore, said the Yahuwah. Want to read 8?
Yeah,
right. Verse 8, I will hold my tongue no more as touching their wickedness, which they profane, cunning, neither will I suffer them in those things in which they wicked exercise themselves. Behold, the innocent and the righteous blood cries unto me, and the sound of the just complain continually.
He said, I'm not gonna hold my tongue no more. I won't let my tongue go. That's what he said. he said, I won't let my tongue go. I ain't gonna hold my tongue back no more. Now how you supposed to do it? Huh? See, that's why I say you have to learn how to precept your Bible. He said, now, young man, read 7 through 9, young man. See, I do, I'm getting hit on every side. I got more memos coming at me all type of way from the Latter-day Saints, Catholic Church, WCC. They hit me on every side, but that's all right. Young man, in the 15th chapter, Second Ezra, get you read 7 through 9 and take your time down your line. Read the 15th chapter of Second Ezra. These are books that was removed from the Christians. You know, you're Christian, right? You're a Roman Catholic, you're Latter-day Saints. So they say on Saturday deck it's over 800,000 strong on the international side. And they asked me how many you think is pro voice of true as life. I said 7, but maybe less than 10 at the most. I believe that, but I can be wrong. But one thing I do know, the lesson you put on the table, we can get it strip by strip and break it down. But it ain't a lesson that the voice of the truth light put on the table. You can go in and tear it up. You can backbite on it. Yeah, no problem about that. But you can't, but ain't a lesson we put on the table 6 nights a week that you can go in and destroy. You can't do it. But everything you put on the table, you can destroy. Now, what about that picture? Hey, young man, 15, 7 through 9, what it say in 2nd Ezra? Hey, mother, have me Amos 3, verse 7 waiting on me. Come on, young man. Mute. Young line is mute out for the nice broadcast. All right, mother. Back up, mother, in 2nd Ezra. And look at 7. That's why all hands supposed to be on deck. Ready to go. You know, but you've got to be ready to go. Because we know the powers to be is going to what they got to do. And they made a statement in Adam 57, 1 through 11. That we're not going to rest when we get to whooping you, Adam. We're going to whoop your descendants that come out your loins. We're going all the way with our hand. And see, it's the part you understand. You is in a war and don't know you're in a war. They aiming all type of missiles at you all type of ways, and you don't know it. You don't know that what he did when we read, hold that point, mother. Hold that point. Let me hold that point, mother. See, hold that point. We got to make a little detour, mother, because of our shorthandings at this time. But put your marker there, mother. Hey, Mother Z, start spreading them books out a little bit, Mother Z. You'll be called in for service in number three, Mother Z. So now, in the second book of Ezra, mother, there's a statement that's written in the second book of Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what's written in the second book of Ezra, a statement that's written in what I want. Statement is written in the first book of second Ezra, Mother Eve.
First book of
what do we say is, second Ezra. Let's look at 34 through 36. Let's look at, I'll tell you what, read verse 28 just to make it sound good. Read verse 28 just to make it sound good, mother. And the first book, second Ezra, chapter 3, verse 28. Second Ezra 3:28.
Okay.
And Mother Z, Siki, you have me here.
Mother Z ain't.
So it bars out to me and you all the way, huh, Mother? All right. Well, it got me done. And that's why we say, but see, Yahweh, he told Gilead in the 7th chapter, verse 3. He said, Gilead, see all the Israelites around you? He said, yeah. He said, bring them down to the water. I'm going to try them. Because a lot of them, although they're there, but they're not there. But when the heat get turned on, they're going to scatter. Huh? They're going to hear grandmama calling them. See, that happens. See, that happened with the best of them. But you also remember one thing, that J. Edgar Hoover, back in the days, he's a jiggler wise too. He's the always the manipulate the conversation. He'll put you against that one, and he had Marcus Garvey thinking that everybody around Marcus Garvey thought Marcus Garvey was the one ain't right, but he was jiggling the wires all the time. See, you got to watch that hidden hand of somebody jiggling the wires that look just like you. A lot of things may happen. But one thing about it, the Bible going to bring out the truth. Got it? Good. So hope you can read through them cold words. Now, in 2 Ezra, mother, chapter 3,
mm-hmm.
What does it say in verse 20?
2 Ezra, chapter 3, verse 28. Are there these than any better that inhabit Babylon, that they should therefore have the dominion over Yahdah Judah?
He said, the seer asked the minister spirit, is Babylon, is there greater people than us? Why they got dominion over us? He said, why? He said, that's what you want to know, because people is asking, we see we're in captivity, like right now. But a lot of us don't believe we're in captivity. He said, we're in captivity, but ask me something. Tell me something, the mighty one. Is this the reason why we're in captivity? Well, maybe you can answer that question in writing. But put a marker there for a minute. Maybe just we can take our time and answer that question. Because a lot of times we wonder, why are we in captivity? Why are we joining the stick on everything? Maybe something written that we need to read. Deuteronomy 28, mother. Let's look at Deuteronomy 28. What I want. What did he say in verse 37 for a minute?
Okay, Deuteronomy 28. Let's
say it's what do verse 37 say?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 37. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 37 reads, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a doubtword among all nations, whether the Yahweh shall lead thee.
He said, you're going to be astonishment and a byword. I mean, I don't care how you dress. When you walk into any store to spend your money, notice the security lights get brighter when you come in. You might come in with your Lexus, got a mink on, driving in cup. You walk in that store and you all of a sudden you see the light come on brighter and you got your money in your hand. And you notice how you know that some of the management, they stop what they're doing and act like they buying and shopping in the same lane you in. See? You're going to be a byword and a proverb among all nations. They're going to say, here they come in, regardless. You remember what happened to Oprah, didn't you? When she went overseas somewhere and said, well, I'm Oprah Winfrey. Open the store up. Don't lock the door. I'm coming in to buy something. They locked the door on her. See, sooner or later, you can get a rude awakening, too. You understand this man did something in his book. And you got to know he did something in his book. And you ain't going to change what he did in his book. And this is what he said to you, if you got ear to hear. In 28 chapter, verse 47 down to verse 50. What did he say, mother? Deuteronomy 28, 47 down to verse 50. Then what he said to the children of Israel, to all 12 tribes. It was Moses said to them. He said, no, this ain't talking about you. It's talking about what's coming out your loins to come. 47 down to verse 50. What did he say, mother?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 47 to 50. Verse 47. Because thou servest not the Yahweh, your Yahweh, with joyfulness and with gladness of mind for the abundance of all things. Verse 48. Therefore shall thou serve thy enemies, which the Yahweh shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed thee. Verse 49. The Yahweh shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the ends of the earth, as swiftly as the eagle flies. A nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. Verse 50. A nation of serious countenance, which shall not regard person of the old, nor show favor to the young.
Hear that? He said, we're going to bring a nation against you whose tongue you didn't understand. You ain't gonna understand. You thought the whole world spoke English, huh? No. English come from Latin. Latin embedded in English in 449 A.D. Official language in 1382. The Bible manuscripts was closed in 96 A.D. You didn't know English. You didn't even say, when they start hitting you side the head and the knees with no, after them ripped your garment off of you, you didn't even say ouch right. They have to make you say ouch the way they want you to say ouch. But they can understand you saying ouch. You didn't know the English tongue. You never heard that English tongue. Huh? You never heard about no Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha. You never heard nothing about that. You was beating that by men. The Arab man beat Allah in you. In the sense of Esau beating you are Lord God and Jesus. They said, Lord God and Jesus pumping air. They hit you on your wrist and on your knee. Lord God, Jesus. They didn't, all they knew, all the ones that came over, they knew about four letters, no vowels. They beat Lord God and Jesus in them. You know that? Islam, Allah in you. You don't know about no Allah in you. They beat Allah in you. All you knew about is the four levels. And you knew who you were, but now you ain't got a clue who you are. And guess what? And by not knowing who you are, guess what the Bible says you up under? Read your mother by the fear. In 65:15. Let me show you what you up under. And you don't even know it, although you got your $10. Great big old house. Turtle wax on your car. But do you know that Isaiah written in 700 B.C. by you losing your identity, he wrote in 700 B.C. what you up under today, but you don't even know it. Isaiah 65:15.
Yes, ma'am. 65:15. Yeah, 65:15. And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. For the Yahweh shall slay thee and call his servant by another name.
He said you will leave your name and you will grab a curse name. Mm-hmm. And Yahweh is going to slay you. He's going to slay you. And not only he going to slay you for carrying another name, the name he gave you, it's something else he's going to do to you. In Isaiah 42. It's something else he's going to do to you. And you tell me who this fit. In Isaiah 42, not only he going to slay you for having the other names and love talking about them other names, and nothing he's going to do to you. Let's see what Isaiah said in 42, what he's going to do to you. See? And ain't going to be no let up until you understand who you are and your responsibility in this book. Now, who do you think this right here is talking about in Isaiah 42? Who do you think is talking about in Isaiah 42? Let's look at verse number 17. Just get warmed up. 17 and 18. Now, 17 down to verse 19. Let me talk on that for a couple of minutes after we hear it read. Isaiah 42, 17 down to verse 19. So we'll show you what happened. Well, hold on, mother. Hold on. Don't see her. He got to talk for a minute. We're going to show you what this Bible's saying because it ain't no accident. You know, he cut off all of the elders, the young roaring lion, all that, but there just to see, you know, what you fold. We ain't even fold mother going to throw down all the way to the clothes. Although, you know, about time. You know? When you're in the word of Yahuwah, he's going to put a spirit on you to take care of this man's business. Don't take care of this man's business. And when you get prayed for not getting in where you've been in, everything still happening, then you know why. Huh? Isaiah 42:17-19. Listen what Mother E getting ready to read out of Camp 1 of Voices Number 2 is like. Isaiah 42:17-19.
Look at Isaiah 42:17-19. Verse 17. They shall be turned back. They shall be gathered greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our Yahweh. Verse 18, hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see. Verse 19, who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger, that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Yahweh's servant?
He told Isaiah to write, put this in the book. Ain't nobody going to read but the six anointed camps. He said, hear you deaf and dumb. You trust into graven images, idols. You go to places that got graven images everywhere. You go once or every blue moon to the Vatican City. And everywhere you go, you see a statue everywhere. You got them all on top of the building. Got them from Peter all the way up there. But we're going to examine all that, but we just got sidetracked from cutting the Leon line off tonight. Let me tell you something. Everything you got on tape, we're going to examine it in this series called Part 3, Exposing the Lies of the Christian Church. We're going to expose what you really own according to this book. But he's talking to a people. He says, you trust in graven images. If you watch any of these Latter-day Saints or Roman Catholic Church or Mormons or whatever, they always somewhere in the line bowing down to some statue, kissing on it. Is that what you trust in? Well, let me see what else he says behind that. Who blind in his servant? Well, guess who he's serving? Let's take a peep and see who his servants is. Let's run to Leviticus 25:55. Let's find out who his servants is. So he talked to his servants. But popular opinion in the world, that can be anybody. That's why you got to go in this book and find out who the servants is. That's why you got to go in this book and find out who the saints is. You got to find out everything from this book. We're going to find out who's the almighty servants. We're going to Leviticus 25:55. So when he talks about his servants, who is blinder than his servants, we're going to precept and see, well, who is his servants? Back up, 25:55. Let's read a little bit more.
Leviticus 25:55. Well, unto me, the children of Israel are my servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
You see that? So how did Joseph Smith become the head man? According to the Bible, his servants are children of Israel. Look at how they think. Yeah, we got to have a precept. Find that. Okay. You want a precept, Latter-day Saints? Okay. So to Isaiah 41, Mother. 8 through 10. Let's go to Isaiah 41. Let's give the Latter-day Saints a precept. I might ask you one day to precept, then what you going to do? Isaiah 41. 8 down to verse 10, a precept, mother. What it say in Isaiah 41, 8, 9, and 10?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 8 to 10. Verse 8, but thus Israel are my servants, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Verse 9, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your Yahweh. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Excellent. I was actually reading that, mother. I was actually reading right there. You see the man saying? He said, don't fear. He said, I'm with you, children of Israel. I'm going to help you. You think that one I say ain't going to help you? No. He said, I'm going to help you. You are my servants, children of Israel. How many times you heard that in the Catholic Church? Children of Israel is the Almighty servant. In fact, Joseph Smith, in the early part of the broadcast, you remember it's rebroadcast now. You can rebroadcast over. If you know how to go on to the network, you can pull up tape 1, 2, and 3, all that good stuff. He said that a man came to him that was sick. He said, but I got him well in the name of the Israelites, Mighty One. That's part of it, I'm telling you. Because the Israelites, Mighty One, is the only Mighty One. That's the point. See, but you think it's somebody else. No. Joseph Smith said that he prayed for this man to get well in the name of the Most High of Israel. But he never break down who Israel is, because Israel is a people that got that been named and identity been upon an identity theft. That's what you upon an identity theft. So he said, once your knowledge come right, a mother in the 44th chapter. Let me show you something. He said, now once you start enlightening yourself by listening to the broadcast and then writing down the verses. Don't try to keep up. Just write it out. Put some more time in it and go back over it. In the 44th chapter, 1 through 5 of Isaiah, look what he says. We'll come back to 42 in a minute. But see, I want you to be clear about who blinded his servants. Look what he said to Isaiah in 700 B.C. in the 44th chapter, 1 down to verse 5. What he said, mother, that we can read. 44 of Isaiah 2, 3, 4, 5. What did it say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verses 1 to 5. Verse 1. Yet now, hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Verse 2. Thus said the Yahweh that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thus shall thou Judah, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon the sea, your seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Verse 4. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourse. Verse 5. One shall say, I am the Yahweh, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Israel.
So you see how important this about land, school, and banquet hall. Now look at look at them the big digging there. They playing, trying to play music over mother. You see them? They gonna play music. They gonna do everything to get you off from hearing this right here. But they gotta hear it because they drawn to this broadcast. Because they know it is. They don't want to be in their generation. But so happily, it's gonna be. They knew this day was coming. They're going to be a ministry come behind all the rest of the ministries and go read this Bible and examine everything that's said. And then break it down for 4 years and one got ear to hear. The two-thirds that's going to hear is going to hear. Everybody, they don't want to come on day watch because they ain't no hurry for the mighty one to come because they had joined the heaven on earth right now. Read verse 3 again, mother. Because I heard something in verse 3. I heard something in 44:3, mother, that it can stand over there, the playing all that music, the big dignitary play. I heard something in verse 3.
I see it. I see it, chapter 44, verse 3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and blood upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon the sea and my blessing upon thy offspring.
That's big talk with them. He said he's going to pour his spirit upon you. What do you think they're going to give you? The Holy Ghost and you break out running, a kick, a dance, a fall out, and cover go on top of you? No. That's Christianity. How would he pour his spirit on you? We gotta go read the precept and see how he do it. Let's go to Proverbs, mother. How he gonna pour his spirit on those that got an ear to hear? What that mean? Precept your Bible. They gonna tell you in 1:23 about this point that he gonna pour on you. It's not gonna give you a jerk, a kick, and a run, and a fall down, then Mama Judy comes for feet over you, because them big diggers got up, now they peeping, because they know you're wore a miniskirt there, so you don't bail out with a miniskirt on. Them big diggers, now they don't got up, see? Now they want to run over there and put their hands on the miniskirt. Mama Judy take the towel, the whole go in a little closet and throw a sheet on top of them. Then the preacher come down and he hear you up under there mumbling and he interpret what you're saying. See that? And now you fall for that. That ain't what he poured on her. This is what he's talking about, pouring something on you in Proverbs 1:23. Hey, mother, what do Proverbs 1:23 say?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
You see that? That's it. So the spirit he gonna pour out on his offspring that understand is the word. You getting baptized now in the word right now. We give you the words of the Almighty right now. He's pouring the spirit to you from the six anointed camps of Voices of the True Islam. Not to give you a kick out and a fallout. No, it's to enlighten your mind to research better. Stop parroting what Joseph Smith said. Stop parroting what Papa the Pope said. Read your Bible for yourself. This book. your men. Matter of fact, he said something about that, mother. In the book of Mark, chapter 7.
Mark?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to Mark chapter 7, verse 6 through 9 and 13. Now, we're coming back to where we was on. We come back everywhere. But listen, the Spirit will tell you what he wants you to put on the table. Because somebody right now is down the fence. They don't know what to do. What you do, go back over the tape, go back over your scriptures, and see how much sense it makes. And see how much you've been duped all your life in the Christian church, the Latter-day church that plagiarized the Bible, learned the Bible, then plagiarized it and put it in their words and put theyself in front of it. See? Everything you need to know is in this book, quoted by him to you, by his mouth. And we'll find out about who is his mouth shortly. Maybe not in this lesson, but we might do it. But look what he says in Mark 7, verse 6 down to verse 9 and 13. What do you say, mother? Mark chapter 7, verse 6 to 9 and 13.
Mark chapter 7, verse 6 to 9 and verse 13. Mark chapter 7, verse 6. He answered and said unto me them, well has Isaac prophesied of you, hypocrites, as it is written, this people honor me with their lips, but their mind is far from me. Verse 7, how deep in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men? Verse 8, for laying aside the commandments of Yahweh, you hold the tradition of man as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things he do. Verse 9. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandments of Yahweh, that you may keep your own tradition. Verse 13. Making the word of Yahweh of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do you.
Is that it? You say, so when you go, you quote what the professors of Peter say. But I heard in the court of law, if you find out to be a liar on one point, then whatever your testimony is stricken from the record. That's what I heard. Matter of fact, if you bring up the old O.J. Simpson and this guy named Furman found the glove, right? And they caught him in a lie. They said, well, since he didn't call him a lie, there ain't nothing he can say that's credible. Suppose the place you go worship is caught in a lie. Are you going to apply that same principle, or are you just going to give it no never mind? If you find out and you find one, you guilty of all, right? But why you don't apply that when you find out that what you've been doing all your life, the Bible don't support it? I can't believe that. Matter of fact, in the seventh chapter, mother, we call in that word in Matthew 7. Look what it says in 28 and 29. Matthew 7, 28 and 29. Look what the Bible says. I know. But we read, and we only comment on after we hear it read. Matthew 7, 28, 29. You just write it down. Then you just go back and go back over and rehearse it. Matthew 7, 28 and 29. Watch this real.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 28 and verse 29. Verse 28. And it comes to pass when Yahweh had ended the saying, the people were astonished at his doctrine. Verse 29. For he taught them as one having authority and not as a scribe.
Ain't that something? And that's what we do. They'd be astonished at this teaching. Because they thought of that, you know, like they said, but do we got anything right? Yes, only thing you got right is tithes. That's the only thing you got right is tithes. Yeah, that's the only thing the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints got right is tithes. 10% of your salary. That's the only thing you got right. Everything else we can go to the Bible and show you is wrong. You got one point right. And you know where you're taking that from? You're taking it from this book. Let's run Genesis and show you where you're taking that from. The only thing that the Catholic Church got right and the Latter-day Saints got right is tithing. That's the only thing you got right. Now, you love that part right. You got that part right, but everything else you got it wrong. Let me show you where you get that from. We go on our Children of Israel grandfather. Children of Israel grandfather said something. And let's see what the Children of Israel grandfather said. In the 28th chapter, mother, let's see what's going on in verse 15. We're going to look at the 28th chapter, verse 13. And we're going to skip down.
Amen.
We're going to Genesis 28. Yeah, 28. 15. Then we'll look at verse 16, 17. Then we'll skip down 20 to 22. Well, we'll take one at a time. We'll go to 28 chapter verse 13. Let's get that out of the way. We're in Genesis 28 verse 13. Let's set it up, mother.
Genesis chapter 28 verse 13.
Yes, ma'am. Let's set it up a little bit.
Genesis chapter 28. Verse 13, and behold, the Yahweh stood above it and said, I am the Yahweh of Abraham, your father, and the Yahweh of Isaac, the land whereon thy life to thee will I give it, and to thy seed.
You see that? So now you find out from heaven, he was telling, he introduced himself. He said, I'm the four-letter man, YHWH, of your father Abraham. I'm the four-letter man of your father Isaac. So now, is he talking to Esau or he talking to Jacob? We don't know yet. But he's talking to the Yahweh of Abraham and Isaac. Now, we're going to see as he's talking to Joseph Smith, he's from Esau. Or is he speaking to Jacob, who the seer Israel is from? Both of us can claim Abraham and Isaac. But the one he's talking to is the next one. Mm-hmm. Is he talking to Joseph Smith? Or the Roman Catholic Church, which is Esau, or is he talking to Jacob? We're going to find out. We're talking tonight. We're going to find out by reading the Bible. He said, I am the Yahweh of Abraham and to Isaac. Now, Joseph Smith says he's the seer of the hour, and that's what they teach. So, we're going to find out the next name. who he's talking to. Verse 16 and 17.
Hosea chapter 28, verse 16 and verse 17. Verse 16. And Jacob awoke out of his sleep, and he said, surely Yahweh is in this place, and I know it not. Verse 17. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the temple of Yahweh, and this is the gate of heaven.
You say, and this is the gate of heaven. So you think heaven is up and away. No, no, no. Your grandpa just told you now. Heaven is not up and away. He said where he laid his head down. That's heaven. This is the gate of heaven. Now, you see, that's another lesson. But you see how you've been duped on every point. The Catholic Church, Satan's things got you looking up and away by some rapture. You leaving him. Israel, whose name was Jacob, the names of Israel, said, no. Where he laid his head down is heaven. Not up and away. That's Christianity. We can leave it alone. That's just something. That's just a tidbit on the way. So now, so the Almighty is speaking to the YHWH of Abraham, the YHWH of Isaac, and the YHWH of Jacob, whose name was changed of Israel. So Esau is on the sideline. But Esau got his mouth going today. The Esau translates today as the white man and the white woman.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Smith is from Esau. The children of Israel from Jacob. The name changed Israel. So you see why you have to know where you are? Then you know when the lie, soon the lie hit, you got them then and there. Wait a minute. We both can claim Abraham and Isaac, but you can't claim Jacob. I mean, how could you be me? If you being me, then who am I? Huh? Oh, you African American and Negro and Christian. And you still going along with that? You still going along with that? You African American and Christian. That's why they jam you up. But leave that like it is. Now to verse 20. Now remember, now he talking straight to in 13 to the Yahweh of Abraham and Isaac. And this what he said to the mighty one in verse 20 to 22. What did he say?
Genesis chapter 28, verse 20. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if Yahweh will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, verse 21, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Yahweh be my Yahweh. Verse 22, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be Yahweh's temple, and of all that thou shall give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee.
Is it? That's the only thing that the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints got right. And they'll push you big time for this. That's all they got right is this. They got this part right over here. That to be baptized, to be a member of the 16 million Latter-day Saints, how much money you make? A kiss. to be baptized. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to be a member of 16 million members? 16 million? And you make sure they're going to read this to you right here. They'll read this to you, but they don't tell you this was talking to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Unless they Jacob. Is the Mormons, are they Jacob? No. No, they Esau. Esau was not given this right here. But they'll elbow you out the way. Because you think you African American, Negro, and Christian. You don't know this is you. This is what you supposed to be doing. But they don't take in your books. What you mean, Latter-day Saints? When did we take the books? Oh, it's written when you taking the books. You want to hear it read to you on take three? Okay, we'll do it. Let's go to book five. Let's go to Latter-day Saints and the WCC when it's on record. It was always prophesied that you was going to snatch the books. See, once you know who you're dealing with, then you know how to approach yourself. Because remember, identity theft is on Jacob, whose name is Israel. So they don't have the blessing upon the curse, because they identify with being African American, Negro in color, super coon, and Christian. They'll never can see themselves as a member of the 12 tribes of Israel. So Paul had to address them, address the one that lost their identity, and he was sent to Rome to tell them. Hold that point, Mother. Put a mark there. Where we on, Mother? Bring it back to my attention in a minute. But let me show you what Paul had to address this same thing to come in his days. In the 11th chapter, verse 1 and 2, Paul had, in the book of Romans, Paul had to address the peoples.
Okay.
In Romans chapter 11, verse 1 and 2, he had to address them because he went to Rome looking for them. And that's in the book of Romans 1, 7 through 9. So Paul was in Rome, and he was looking for a people there. And when he got there, this is what he said to them in the 11th chapter, verse 1 and 2. What did he say in 11, verse 1 and 2? What did Paul say when he got to Rome?
Romans
11,
chapter,
1 and 2. What did he say?
Romans chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. I said then, has Yahweh cast away his people? Yahweh forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Verse 2. Yahweh had not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Was he not what the scripture said of Isaac, how he made incision? Incision to Yahweh against Israel, saying.
Hold that mother. You mean Paul identified who he was to the peoples of Rome? What did Paul say in 11 verse 1 again, mother? Now, mother, you just dropped a bombshell. All my life, I mean, I'm talking dramatic to those on here. You thought Paul was the picture you see Paul here now in Peter. You think that's them? No, not according to the Bible. Did you hear what Paul just said to the people that was in Rome? We'll deal with the peoples in a minute, by name. Paul identified his pedigree, his bloodline to them. Paul looked at the peoples of Rome and said, what? In 11 verse 1, mother, what did he say in 11 verse 1?
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 1. I say then, has Yahweh cast away his people? Yahweh forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin.
Ain't that something? something. Did he apologize and say, I mean, how many times have the Catholic Church or the Latter-day Saints or the WCC, World Catholic Churches, have you ever heard that verse read? Paul said, I am a Israelite. You thought Paul was with the picture you got in your Bible, don't you? No. Paul said he's an Israelite. Now you know what Paul is. Paul, you know why Paul said he was an Israelite? Let's go to 1 Chronicles 9:1. Let me tell you why Paul said that. It's the reason why he said that. And 9:1. 1 Chronicles 9:1. It's the reason Paul said that.
Let's
see why he said that. 1 Chronicles 9:1. Yes, ma'am. Let's see what Paul said. I'm going to meet you in Numbers. Yeah, I'm going to meet you in Numbers.
1 Chronicles.
Yeah, 9:1.
1 Chronicles 9:1.
Uh-huh.
Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen?
Hold on. 1 Chronicles 9:1. Take it down there, mother. About over 800,000. I mean, and they cried too. They eat, mother. And they eating good too, mother. Hey, mother, look. You see, I cried. They cried. You know what? They turning pages, mother. Look at it. They eating good now. Remember, they said you can't keep, they can't keep old African American attention span. You tell them this broadcast is 3 hours. What? Man, we're gonna be listening to something for 3 hours. Our attention span ain't 3 minutes. But once you start listening to this broadcast, they find out the reason why your attention span ain't 3 minutes, because you never heard nothing. But now you're hearing something. Now you saying, when you tell somebody, I listen to the broadcast, how long the broadcast is? Three hours. Church ain't that long. Who could be talking 3 hours, 6 nights a week? See? That's to let you know. This ministry is from above, not from beneath. We talk 3 hours on this broadcast. We don't know what we're going to say. That's why we give you Luke 12:12. In that very same hour, the righteous will give you what you got to say. Now, you understand that? And all when you have this spirit, you got to do right. But you ain't doing right to get this spirit that the 6 anointed camps have. But once you do right, you're going to get it. What you read, Mo?
The book of 1 Chronicles. Chapter 9:1.
Yeah.
So all Israel were reckoned by genealogy, and behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, who were carried away.
That's good. See, when you're an Israelite, you're supposed to always identify yourself as an Israelite when you come in a conversation. That's why Paul, when he got to Rome, he identified himself as being an Israelite. Where did he get it from? Let's find out where he got it from. Let's go to 24:14 of Acts. Where did Paul get this from? See, once we do the Bible, it's over with. Then you see all the names that you call. You're going to brush them out like you brushing dirt off a rug. Once you understand this thing, what you read, mother?
Acts 24:14
about, 24:14 of Acts.
The book of Acts, chapter 24:14. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call Hesher, for which of I, the Yahweh, of my Father, believing all things which are written in the law and in the fear.
You Paul said, I got to confess. He says, I believe everything is written. You see, but we've been taught everything done away with. All we need is the book of Romans, maybe Corinthians, right? But Paul said, I got to confess. I believe everything that's written back in the law and the seals. I believe everything.
Mm-hmm.
See that? But we talk in Christianity and Islamic that you don't need none of that. Just believe on Muhammad. Is Muhammad dead? Muhammad dead? A lot of day, Joseph Russell, he dead. All the popes that said the sister of Peter, they dead. Why don't y'all never believe in what the living man got to say? Paul says he believes everything that's written. That's when he introduced himself as an Israelite. Where did he get that from? We go on to Numbers chapter 1 and read 18 and find out where he got it from. Let's find where he got it from. See, when you sit around company, you got to follow the Bible if you want the Almighty Spirit to be over you in your conversation. Look what the Bible said you're supposed to do in Numbers chapter 1. Pick up verse 16, make it sound good, Mother. 1:16.
Okay.
Okay. So, suppose you got your brothers and your sisters and your cousins. Hold on, Mother. Let me give a little statement in for a minute. Now, suppose you got your family over. Now, you got to, well, before we read the Bible, I want to read, I'm going to open up and have a designated reader. A designated reader is going to read what it says, and I want a designated reader. Who want to be a designated reader? She said, I will. Okay, good. You're a school teacher, right? Yeah, okay. What do it say in Numbers 1, verse 2? What it says, hey, Mother E, what it says in Numbers, in Book of Numbers 1, verse 2?
The Book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 2. Numbers, chapter 1, verse 2. Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel after their family, by the family of their father, with the number of their name, every male by their poll.
Verse 4.
And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of the household of his father.
Mm-hmm. And do what in verse 17? 17 down to verse 7. Pick up the verse 16. 16 to 18. And do what? Since you get all of them come together. For what? Verse 16 and 17 and 18.
Verse 16. Numbers chapter 1, verse 16. These were the renown of the congregation, princes of the tribes, their fathers' head, the tribe of their fathers, head of thousands in Israel. Verse 17. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their names. Verse 18. And they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigree after their family, by the family of their father, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward by their poll.
You see that? He said, whenever you come together, you're supposed to always declare your pedigree. See that? Now you see it? You're supposed to tell them your pedigree. When you come together, you're supposed to, whoever come together, declare your pedigree. Who are you? See? you declare your bloodline. So when Paul got to Rome in 1:7-9, the first thing he did, he remembered what was written in Numbers. He told him, declare your pedigree. Who are you? Paul said, I'm an Israelite from the tribe of Benjamin. So if he was the tribe of Benjamin, who would that be today upon the pagan name called a Jamaican? So what Paul says, I am a Jamaican. Now, and you know what the Jamaicans look like. They are Benjamites. See? So if Paul was here today and you ask Paul, who are you today, Paul? He said, I'm a Jamaican. That's the name you don't gave me. Wood and water. See that? Wood and water. No, Paul's a Benjamite. Jamaicans have taken a name called Wood and Water by being Jamaican. And they're proud to be a Jamaican. And that's only mean wood and water. You see how I'm teaching what you do? You ask the person when you get on your job tomorrow, what's your nationality? Oh, I'm a Jamaican. Oh, you wood and water, huh? Is you cussing me out? No, I ain't cussing you out. I just show you that you're getting a long paycheck of ignorance. You are Benjamite. That's what your that is your pedigree, a Benjamite. You are an Israelite. You are the last sons of the 12. You Jamaicans. See that? So see what teaching you got to do? And that's why he said, hear you, old deaf and dumb. Huh? Who more blind than the ones that he sent? You proud of being a Jamaican, and that only means some wood and water. Because all Jamaica is was a bunch of wood and water. Come to Jamaica. You Benjamite. And that was Paul. He introduced himself as a Benjamite. Then Paul told him why he was there in the 9th chapter, 1-5. Look what Paul told him. Israelites. He introduced himself as a Benjamite, right? But look what Paul says in the 9th chapter, 1-5. He's still talking to him. In the 9th chapter of Romans, he's a Benjamite, what you call today a Jamaican. You is a Israelite from the tribe of Judah, what you call today African American and Negro and color and supercone, right? That's who you are today. Now, Paul had their attention. Look what Paul said to them in the 9th chapter, verse 1-5. Romans 9, 1-5. He got to Rome. He saw what we were looking for in Rome. Look what Paul said to them in the 9th chapter, 1-5. What did he say,
The book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 1-5, verse 1. I said the truth in Yahweh the Son. I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the righteous spirit. Verse 2. That I have great heaviness and content sorrow in my mind. Verse 3. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Yahweh for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Verse 4. For Israelite, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of Yahweh and the promise. Verse 5. Who are the father? Who are the father and of whom as concerning the flesh. Yahweh the Son came, who is over all. Yahweh blessed forever. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hey, that's something. Paul identified himself as an Israelite, and he's telling me y'all position, but you're in a beggar's position. He said, The Almighty gave you Israelites everything. Everything. You see, Paul told them, when you ever heard that in the Catholic Church, that the Almighty gave the children of Israel everything. That's Romans 9, 1 through 5. Now, let's come back. Now let's come back to Isaiah, mother, because time's going to, these 3 hours just go so fast. It just goes so fast. Remember, tomorrow back on at 6 o'clock tomorrow. 3 hours go so fast. It's 3 hours broadcast. We're going to back to, so now we know what people he's talking about. Paul said he's an Israelite. He's from the tribe of Benjamin. He'll be what you call Jamaican today. You know, Jamaican. Or Grunt. All, you know, all type of names over there. But we don't get into that. That the top name is Jamaican. Yeah, you thought Paul was the sons of Esau, white man, white woman. See that? All your life you've been paying tithes, and you thought Paul was the white man and got a white woman. Nope, that's wrong. Paul is what you call today a Jamaican. See? Jamaican. Go back to the 42nd chapter, and let's read what he told Isaiah about these people's mother. Isaiah 4:2, you read 17 through 19. Now read verse 20 and 21. Back to Isaiah 4:2, verse 20 and 21. Listen to this.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 20 and verse 21. Seeing many things, but thou observe not. Open thy ear, but he hears not. Verse 21. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable.
Yeah. He said, y'all see everything. Y'all watch that one. I say, y'all, every news, you don't. All of everything. You peeping on everything. You see everything. They ain't got a clue what's going on. That's what he say. Read the name, mother. He said he'll make the law honorable. You know the law that your pastor say is done away with? He said he's going to make it honorable. Look what he said in verse 22.
Verse 22. But this is a keeper, rod, and spar. They are all of them snared and holes. And they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none deliver, for a spoil and none said restore.
This is a people robbed and spoiled. This is a people robbed and they spoil. And where you can find them at is in prison houses. You can go to any prison house around the world. You walk in the first door, you don't see nothing. But when they open that door, let you in the back, they stacked up like planks. What they look like? I mean, in a prison house. I don't care what country it's in. It was a prison house. The children of the book is in there. Stacked up like planks. And then they have the sins of Esau come in there and show them a cross and some Christianity. And mess him up some more. See that? This is a people, they've been robbed and they spoiled. And you can find them in prison houses. So do what you do. Get your telephone book out. That one I say phone. Say, what is the closest prison houses in my area? That one I say will give you an address. Say, I want to go there and see who in there. It's okay. You want to see who it is? Well, brother, you hear nothing but quietness, right? The door they open up. And you will look, and you will see a people we're getting ready to read. 23.
Verse 23. Isaiah 42, verse 23. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come?
Is who will listen? Who will listen? He said, is you going to listen today? Just ask that one I'm saying where the closest penitentiary at and go visit. And whoever is back there stacked like planks, here's their name and 24.
Verse 24. Who gave Jacob for a spoil? And
no,
Israel.
He said, who gave? Hold on. He said, who gave Jacob? Who did it? He said, who did it? He tells Isaiah to write, who did it? Who gave Jacob for a spoil? Who did it? Keep reading, Mama.
And Israel to the robbers. Did not the Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in his way, neither were they obedient unto his law.
You see that? He said, who did it? Why are you in this condition today? Who did it? Almighty did it to you. You don't do nothing. He tell you do. He tell you keep Friday, sundown, to Saturday sundown. You said no. We're gonna keep Sunday 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock in the morning. Almighty said, well, friends, if I can identify you, not color, but I gave you a dress code. You said no. I'm gonna overlook that too. So don't be astonished when 25 hit you. Read what 25 say.
Verse 25. Therefore he had poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it has set him on fire round about, yet he know not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to hurt.
He said, I'll burn you on every side. I'm beating every business deal and every, I'm bunching on it. I burnt Johnson & Johnson. I burnt them all. I burnt OJ. I burnt every, all of you. And you still won't lay it to mine. He'll bunch you on every business deal. And you still ain't lay it to mine. Yeah. What can we say? We'll be back on the airwaves again tomorrow at 6 p.m. Dig in some motel, says Yahweh. And if the big dignitary let all the lines hollering the microphone, we can do more. But remember, back on the airways tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So, Mother E, what is your closing statement it is on what we are deal with for tonight's episode? We know you got a famous word telling the whole home. Now, the mother could address this over 1,000 people in her closing statement. And we'll be back on airways again tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So be on time. Be the first one locked in. I'll go to WCC and the Latter-day Saints and the Roman Catholic Church. They're unpacked. They're in the national side, over 800,000 strong. And they said, we ain't here for you. We'll catch you in something. You don't catch me in nothing but the word of Yahweh. Tomorrow, closing statement is all you. You on the clock, come out.
Thank and praising Yahweh for the class. Thank and praising Yahweh for the teachers. Thank and praising Yahweh for the ones that's listening. And I want to say hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Well, how about tell them, hold on, Mother? What about that?
Okay. And I want to say to the listening audience, hold on. Don't give up. Hold on. You don't get no, he don't give you no eternal life for starting and stopping. Hold on to the end. Hallelujah.
Hold on. Excellent, Mother. We'll get you all again at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Be on time. Like the international side is on time.
Joseph Smith was passing by.